was grandfather, he was a farmer?
Not grandfather, my mother's father. No, he was a bricklayer. But they never did talk too much about grandfather, I guess because it had so long happened when I came along. But all I knew was that he accidentally got killed. And she had her last child, was born after he died, the baby of the family. And that's about all I know about that.
What did she do to make things?
Well, you know, I kind of wondered about myself, and I don't know anybody now that's old enough to be able to tell me. Well, whatever she did, they must have been pretty good managers. I think her people, I think the Utahs or Vargas or whatever they were had money. And those people didn't have to have as much money as today.
now, you sit in a what?
Well, it's just a chair.
But the chairs were same thing back in the old days?
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Okay. That looks like a nice old chair there. But that
yeah, it is.
Bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, I came that bottom myself.
You did?
Yeah. I made some mistakes in it, though, but I didn't bother trying to rip it.
How do you do it? You got a...
Well, I had gone to the county agent's home demonstration.
Yes, ma'am.
And he knew how to do it. And I did some of them that was better than that, but I got kind of off. Once you get off, you're kind of off on it, you know. And I said, oh, sure, this would be original. So I didn't undo it.
Did your daddy get to own his place? Come
to
own his own place?
Oh, yeah. When he built it, my mother inherited part of it from her father.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a balance that he paid off, and we owned the house that he built 4 feet off the ground that I told you about. The house is not there anymore. They tore it down 2 years ago. But yeah, he owned it and owned 160 acres of land. Now, what else you want to know?
any other kind of furniture you had in the house? Like where would you put your clothes?
Oh, you had almas. You've heard of an alma, haven't you? I'll have to show you one. Well, you didn't put no clothes closets in the wall like we have now. Some of them even built them, large almas. And some of them had glass doors, and they had drawers.
Did you see the things that you had, that you put clothes in the drawers? Those are...
Well, you'd put your small things, you know, like your socks and small things that you had in the little drawer. Now I have a dresser I'll show you when you get ready to leave. It's old, great large drawer. And they had washstands. Of course, we didn't have no running water in those days.
And where'd you get your water from?
Well, you could have a well. You'd bore your own well, drill it, whatever you want to call it. And cisterns. You had gutters on your house. And the water ran off the roof into the gutters and into your cistern. And it was good salt water, but it wasn't water that was very pure, I can tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
But they used it and they survived. They didn't have no trouble up until about in my time.
Now, what about the rooms in this house? You told me about, did you have the same rooms in the first house, in the house you lived in before?
The house crossed by was practically the same thing. It wasn't as large. But we had what you call a parlor, and then we had a dining room and a kitchen.